Dear Garden Shed, after Matthew Olsman. April. Just now, the tallest trees above you do a crane dance in the stormlight, as if the uppermost branches could take off and fly down the boulevard, out to the river. Tonight, I do not want to be alone. Can we gather in you, out of the weather, with the field mice, the fat squirrels? I could turn the plastic buckets upside down for seats. Your smell is like my grandfather's cellar, the old barn, grease, soil, dried parts of ground, grasses and leaves, sweet and dry. No wonder I want to live in you. June. Lately, I have had these thoughts about transformation. Carrot tops curl into the sink like green salamanders. What is found under rocks? Or what contains me, my skin? What I have taken for granted, what I hide under or in, shedding my skin, shedding my fears. The other day when I went to water the garden, there was a cicada carcass attached to the underside of a cucumber leaf. How weird is that, to be able to just leave behind your skin and grow another? I wish we humans could have changeable skin, like hair color. Talk about walking in someone else's shoes. Were I green as Katie did, brown as grasshopper, my life would change irrevocably. What I would learn. September. What of risk, garden shed? Envision these baby acorns or hickory nuts littering your backyard. So early they aren't fully formed, but here they come. Only babies are supposed to flail themselves to earth, but suppose all of us did regularly. Wouldn't we be happier? I just know that feeling of falling to the ground, believing it will hold you. What else feels the same way? My sisters and brother and I used to regularly fling ourselves off trees, swings, down grassy knolls, knowing we would land, not knowing how lucky we were. December. Shed, this odd and ugly winter, we have left you open. The squirrels gnawed their way in, leaving doors in the sideboards, little passageways. My father says every living being needs the same thing, harbor, somewhere soft to rest for the night. He lets the honeybees live in the chimney, flying squirrels in the plaster walls. So come red ones, black and gray, orange acrobat, catapulting off the oak leaf hydrangea like a cannon. Hang upside down from the feeder. Eat until you are full. Tiny creatures, make your nest in some warm, dry hollow, tarpaulin, or garden pot. It is winter in our country, and we are afraid. Dear garden shed, we have opened your borders and taken down the fence.